Interview with Grizzlies right-hander Jackson Cox in 3, 2, 1. Bring in Grizzlies right-hander Jackson Cox. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you for having me.
So you grew up in Tootle Lake, Washington. So can you tell the fans where Tootle Lake is and a smaller town, I'm guessing?
Very small. We have about 900 people, and it's at the base of Mount St. Helens.
So Mount St. Helens is one of the biggest mountains in all of the United States. So Luke.
It has been a frustrating homestand for the Fresno Grizzlies, one painted by disheartening defeats. This afternoon, the Fresno Grizzlies will try and close it out on a high note as they conclude this six-game series with the Oakland Athletics California League affiliate, the Stockton Ports. Hello again, everybody. I'm Dan Taylor, sitting in for Stephen Rice. Last night, well, it was made a long night by the long ball. The Fresno Grizzlies battling back in the late going to cut the difference from 7-1 to 7-5. But in the end, that 7-5 defeat was the Grizzlies' fourth in their last five games. They'll hand the ball today to Jackson Cox, the 19-year-old second-round draft pick last July of the Colorado Rockies. And the young fireballer with a tremendous curveball will try to close out this homestand in winning fashion. We're going to meet Jackson Cox. Stephen Rice spent some time with him, and he will tell us a lot more and introduce us to Jackson Cox when our Grizzlies pregame show continues after this.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Interview with Grizzlies right-hander Jackson Cox in 3, 2, 1. Bring in Grizzlies right-hander Jackson Cox. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you for having me.
So you grew up in Tootle Lake, Washington. So can you tell the fans where Tootle Lake is and a smaller town, I'm guessing?
Very small. We have about 900 people, and it's at the base of Mount St. Helens.
So Mount St. Helens, so one of the biggest mountains in all of the United States. So a little cold there?
Very cold. We only see the sun about 2 to 3 months out of the year.
So how does one prep when you only see the sun for 2 to 3 months of the year?
I was fortunate enough to have a facility down in Vancouver, Washington, where I worked with my trainer. And then if the snow prevented me from getting there, we built a batting cage, so I was able to work out in that as well.
You know, a lot of people don't think about, you know, little aspects that might change of how you prep every day too. But you also had some family that really helped you out when it comes to it. Your brother, super competitive. You guys are both baseball players as well.
Yeah, the competitiveness between my brother and I is something else. It's very enjoyable as well, so it's nice to be able to grow up with someone that competitive as well.
Would you say that you're a better ball player than he is, or are you just guys the biggest supporters of one another?
Big supporters of each other, but he's an overall better athlete. I'm just a better pitcher.
I mean, hey, you know what? I think I was that way with my brother as well, too. But, you know, in high school, you know, you were initially scouted your sophomore year, kind of the COVID year as well. Can you tell the fans a little bit about the whole process of being scouted and then the process of being college versus maybe going pro?
Yeah, so it was a very fun experience for me. I was fortunate enough to get invited to a pro day my sophomore summer, held by Nick Lubicic. He's a agent and also he runs Futures and Bombat back in the Northwest.
Oh, okay. And so, you know, when you kind of get looked into that draft process, you know, it's always a lot of decisions. And your decision initially was to go to Oregon. Why did you pick the Ducks?
I love the coaching staff at the University of Oregon, and then if I did go to college, I was going to study business, and they had the best business program in the country.
Yeah.
I got the coaching staff I wanted to play for as well as the education I wanted to receive.
Well, instead of going to Oregon, you were drafted by the Rockies. Can you tell me about your draft process? Where were you when you found out?
I was in Arizona watching one of my brother's tournaments, actually. So supporting him, and then he's supporting me later that night.
That's awesome. You know, it's something that people don't think about, you know, being the 50th overall pick. But then on top of it, you were the only high school arm taken by the Rockies. What does that mean to you in terms of your improvement and what you've been able to bring to the table?
Very appreciative that the Rockies were willing to take a chance on me. It's obviously exciting to start my professional career at 18, 19 years old.
Yeah. You know, and being one of the younger players on this team, too, do you feel like that you have to learn a lot? Is it hard to kind of go from high school now into pro baseball without that college step?
It is a bit of adjustment. I've been fortunate enough to be facing some guys that have been in minor league baseball for the last 3 years now.
Yeah.
Just got a little taste of it. And then, yeah, definitely always learning.
Yeah, I mean, you are definitely learning, but one thing that we always talk about, that fastball is fantastic. So, you know, what's your goal in terms of building arm strength, and what is your mindset when you're on the bump every single time?
Mindset on the bump is do what I can to help put my team in a position to win in my role.
Right.
Throw strikes, get outs, put up zeros, and dominate.
And that's kind of the goal. And, you know, the thing is, too, is you have a lot of support from your family, who we've seen a couple times come out and support you as well, too. So do they give you some criticism, or are they just there as big supporters?
They give me criticism, especially my dad, because he used to be my coach. So if he sees something, he's definitely going to criticize me about it. But I like that relationship that we have.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a lot of fun when you do get a little bit of criticism, because it allows you to improve as a player. But how would you enjoy your time so far with the Grizzlies?
I love being here with the Grizzlies. Have a great group of guys, both pitchers and hitters, to spend time with, and I trust every one of those guys out on the field.
You know, let's talk about your catchers as well. Cody Huff, Bryant Bencourt, Jesus Ordonez. How is your relationship with those catchers?
Relationship is pretty good. I'd say I spent the most time with Cody just because he caught me when we first got drafted, as well as during spring training. So built a very big relationship with him, and hope it continues to grow.
You know, let's hope that it does continue to grow too. But what can Rockies fans expect from you down the line?
Guy that's going to help the team win.
And I hope that you do get a chance to help them win. Jackson, I appreciate the time on this interview. Good luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Chukchansey Park in Central California, bathed in sunshine today. Bright sunshine for this 105 first pitch. The final game of this six-game California League series between the Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. Umpires, managers at home plate for the exchange of lineup cards, and let's run down the starting lineups that they are exchanging right now. The Stockton Ports will go thusly. Not many changes in the lineup. Colby Thomas, the left fielder, will once again hit leadoff. Brennan Malone, last night's first baseman, he's the designated hitter this afternoon. He hits second. Henry Bolte, who has really been a lightning bolt in terms of energizing this ball club, hits in the three spot, and he's in center field once again today. Batting fourth, their third baseman, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Change at catcher today, Jose Mojica will be behind the plate and hits fifth. Luis Marinez is in the lineup today at first base. We have not seen him much in this series thus far. Jose Escorchet moves over to shortstop as Cook gets the day off, and he hits seventh. Pedro Pineda will be in right field getting a start today and batting eighth. And Derek Salom hits ninth, and he will be the starting second baseman today. On the mound for the Stockton Ports this afternoon will be right-hander Wander Guante. He has an 0-2 record, a 7.45 earned run average. He did pitch earlier in this series out of the bullpen in Tuesday afternoon's game. For the Fresno Grizzlies, they will lead off with E.J. Andrews Jr. He will be over in left field today. Was in center field last night. Jake Snyder hits in the second spot in the order this afternoon. He's the designated hitter today. Ryan Ritter got a day off yesterday. He's back in the lineup this afternoon. He's hitting third and playing shortstop. Jesus Bugarin is the number four hitter today, and he gets the start in center field. Andy Perez moved down a little bit in the order, looking for the right spot for him. The Grizzlies' third baseman played shortstop last night. He hits fifth this afternoon. Getting the start at catcher this afternoon, Jesus Ordonez, and he's sixth. Batting seventh will be Robbie Martin Jr., and he's in right field this afternoon. Skylar Messenger had a tremendous defensive play at third base in last night's game, but he's the starting first baseman this afternoon, and he's hitting eighth. Luis Mendez, once again, the Grizzlies' second baseman, and he bats ninth. Starting pitcher, the guy you just were introduced to by Stephen Rice, Jackson Cox. His fourth start, his fifth outing for the Grizzlies. Pitched last week in relief up in Modesto. Got in three innings work out of the bullpen. Allowed four runs, four walks, couple of strikeouts. But he did get the win as the Grizzlies defeated the Modesto Nuts 13-8. This is the second time Jackson Cox has seen the Stockton Ports. He made his professional debut against them back on May the 7th. The Rockies kept Jackson Cox in Arizona for extended spring training before he joined the Grizzlies, joined them in time for the May 7th game in Stockton, and he made his professional debut there with a three-inning outing, allowed only two hits, struck out three, gave up a couple of walks, and two runs, both of them earned, as the Grizzlies were victorious in a big way that night by a 15-7 final. His other start came against Visalia, in which he was a winner. The Grizzlies were a winner 6-5. He left with a no decision, having pitched four innings. So for Jackson Cox, another opportunity on the mound, and Gabriel Barbosa will follow him. This normally the sixth game in a series would have been Barbosa's day to start. His spot in the rotation has been taken by Cox, but as Cox continues to develop and gets extended, throwing more pitches, more innings, Barbosa generally will come in and follow him. So if Cox is able to go four, then Barbosa would go 3-4, and they would take it from there. For the Grizzlies, this is game 45, and for some of these players, well, this is a lot longer than they have played previously. We have many first-year professionals on this ball club this season, some out of high school, some from Latin America, some from colleges. And when you get to 45 games, for many of them, that's more than they have played in a previous season. So the coaching staff and the skipper keeping a close eye on bat speed and other things that'll let them know if a guy needs a day off here, if maybe he's pushed it a little bit too much and might be fatigued. Generally in college, they're playing 3 days a week, and of course in the California League, they're playing six. So that's something that they're watching and keeping a very close eye on. Ryan Ritter back in the lineup today for the Grizzlies, third in the California League in home runs with 11. His teammate E.J. Andrews, sixth in the league in home runs with 6. Ritter with 32 runs batted in, and he's fifth in the league in runs batted in. He's third in slugging percentage with a .571 percentage. As far as other Grizzlies players and how they stack up in the California League statistics, Jesus Bugarin, sixth in hits with 45, and he is second in triples with 4. E.J. Andrews Jr., fifth in triples. So some impressive numbers there by some of the Fresno Grizzlies hitters. Last night, some loud celebrating in the Stockton clubhouse after their victory. It was heard by the Grizzlies. It was noted by the Grizzlies. It'll be interesting to see how that impacts intensity here this afternoon. Certainly a frustrating loss for the Grizzlies. Big three-run home run poked by Henry Bolte in the first inning with no outs to stake them to that quick early lead. A couple of solo home runs later in the game. The Grizzlies, though, managed to fight back but could not close the gap. Once they got it to 7-5 and the Grizzlies lost again, they have lost four of the five games thus far in this series. Umpires this afternoon, Evan Anderson will be back at the plate calling balls and strikes. Spencer Kim, who was behind the plate last night, will be working the bases. When the gates open this afternoon, fittingly, the voice of Steve Perry belted out around Chukchansey Park, singing the Journey song, Don't Stop Believin'. Bit of a message, if not a blunt message, to the Grizzlies and to their fans, that every day's a new day in professional baseball. Grizzlies come in this afternoon still holding down second, actually sharing second with Modesto. They're at 500, both those clubs 22-22, and they are five games back of the first place San Jose Giants. Stockton, which has been playing well as of late, they are 16-28 at the bottom of the four-team Northern Division in the California League. They are 11 games back of San Jose, but of those 16 wins that Stockton has managed this season, nine have come against the Fresno Grizzlies. No rhyme, no reason. It's just a case of a team having another team's number, but the season is still very, very young. Rancho Cucamonga sitting on top in the Southern Division. Lake Elsinore 4.5 games back. Inland Empire 9.5 games back. And Visalia at the bottom of that four-team Southern Division, 13 games back with a 16-28 record, identical to that of the Stockton Ports. Last game of the homestand, last game of the series this afternoon. The Grizzlies will hit the road after this. They will go to San Jose, where they will face the first-place San Jose Giants tomorrow in a Memorial Day game. Generally, the California League always has Monday as the off day, the travel day. But with the holiday, they're going to take advantage of that. So fans who are off work are able to come out and catch some baseball. So in San Jose tomorrow, Grizzlies and San Jose Giants in a 1 p.m. game. And they will then take Tuesday off before resuming that series on Wednesday. Fans trickling in through the turnstiles here at Chukchansey Park. Many heading to their seats with armloads of popcorn, hot dogs, nachos, and cold beverages. Beautiful day for baseball. Flag waving gently out in the right field area, back of the manual scoreboard in right field. Temperature at this point in the day, 80 degrees. Winds blowing from third base to right field at about 5 miles an hour, we're told. Grizzlies now being introduced as they head to their defensive positions. The outfield from left to right will be Andrews, Bugarin, and Martin. The infield from third to first will be Andy Perez, Ritter, Mendez, and Messenger. Ordonia is getting the start behind the plate, catching. And Jackson Cox will be this afternoon's starting pitcher for the Grizzlies. Cox with a bright red number 45 on his back, jogging to the mound. It's fist bumps from his teammates who are settling there. Players have now worked their way out of the dugout onto the grass part of the infield. Everyone's standing, caps being removed, as we are about to honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
On Memorial Day, tomorrow, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and the Fresno Grizzlies will participate in the National Moment of Remembrance at 3 p.m. local time to join Americans across the country in a unified expression of gratitude to the heroes who lost their lives while protecting the freedoms we enjoy today. Thank you. This time, we ask that you please remain standing as we honor America with the playing of our national.
playing of our national anthem here at Chukchansey Park as we get set for baseball here on this Sunday afternoon, a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Central California. Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. Grizzlies, the California League affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the Stockton Ports, the California League affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. And on the mound, 19-year-old Jackson Cox, the Colorado Rockies second-round selection in last July's draft. Big right-hander, 6'1", 185 pounds, 19 years old. He was born in Portland, Oregon, but grew up in Tootle Lake, Oregon, which is a very small community, as he mentioned on the pregame interview with Stephen Rice at the base of Mount St. Helens. Very small school that he attended there, Tootle Lake High School. In fact, to field a varsity baseball team, they actually used players from the middle school in the area. Scouting report on Jackson Cox. He's a guy whose fastball can get up there in a hurry. 96 miles an hour is what it has been clocked at in terms of its highest velocity. He'll generally work a couple miles an hour below that. He has an outstanding curve. One of the things that they're working with him on is placement of that curve, throwing it in the strike zone or missing the strike zone on certain counts to induce hitters to chase. So there's a lot of nuances to pitching, turning it from a checkers game to a chess match in one description. The changeup is good, but it's something that he is working on to make a lot better. This afternoon, Grizzlies in their bright white uniforms. Grizzlies across the front, they star below that on the left side of the front. Red numbers on the back. Players wearing black socks. Cox wearing his about knee height. He has a light tan glove. And Grizzlies in the field are wearing camo caps. This is their Memorial Day remembrance cap, something being done throughout minor league baseball. Throw goes around the infield, and we're ready for some ball as Colby Thomas steps in and takes the first pitch from Jackson Cox, and it is a called strike. Cox stands facing home plate, then turns toward third base as he goes into his motion and delivers, and it's fouled back into the second deck of the seats here at Chukchansey Park. Chukchansey Park, a two-deck facility built for AAA baseball initially. Has 30 luxury suites above the second deck. Private club. Next pitch missing just outside. And it's a ball and two strikes now to Colby Thomas. We do have fans in the pool behind the left center field wall up on the berm. High drive to deep left field. Going over for it. Hustling is Andrews. He leaps. He hauls it in. What a grab by E.J. Andrews Jr. Sprinting quickly to his right. He leaped and managed to pull that drive in for the first out of the ball game. Circle that one in your scorebook. What a play by E.J. Andrews Jr. First pitch to Brennan Malone, driven in the air to center field. Bugarin coasting back. He's on the warning track, hauls it in, and there's two outs now. So the Ports are getting this ball, getting balls in the air. And coming up is Henry Bolte, their young center fielder, hit a three-run home run in the top of the first inning in last night's game. And as soon as he steps into the batter's box, the left side of the Grizzlies' infield quickly moved back. First pitch, a breaking ball, misses for ball one. Bolte, right-handed hitter. Next pitch, work at the outside corner, but it misses for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Bolte bent at the knees, holding the bat over his right shoulder. Waits the offering, and this one low for ball three. So Jackson Cox falling behind, three balls and no strikes to the third hitter of the afternoon. Next pitch, right down the middle, it's a strike. Cox stands facing home plate with a glove at his waist, then turns and goes into his motion. Pitch smack, a dive by Mendez. He gets up. He throws. Did he get him? Yes, he did. Terrific play, and Bolte is not happy. He jumped up in the air, ripped off his batting helmet. First base coach trying to restrain him, but he'll never change that call. The inning is over. A 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Cox. Grizzlies coming up for their half. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
To the bottom of the first inning we go here at Chuck Chancy Park on the mound for Stockton this afternoon. 22-year-old Wander Guante, 6'1", 180-pounder, comes from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Signed back in 2019 as an international free agent. And his development was delayed, of course, by the pandemic in 2020, in which there was no minor league baseball. Spent a little bit of time in 21 with the Stockton Ports. Got into three games that time. 22, he was primarily in the Arizona League. This year, he has made five starts. He has been in eight games. 29 innings pitched. He has allowed 28 hits. He has allowed 28 runs. He has walked 20, and he has struck out 31. So feast or famine when Wander Guante is on the mound. Good sinking fastball and a good changeup. E.J. Andrews Jr. waits the first pitch, and it is a fastball taken for a strike. Not a lot of movement in Wander Guante's delivery. Steps back with the left foot, then goes into his delivery and misses just outside. And it's a ball and a strike. Guante tugs at the bill of his cap, stretches his arms, brings the glove to his chest, kicks and deals. Check swing. They ask the first base umpire on an appeal, and he says, nope, two balls and a strike. Guante into the delivery. Pitch catches the outside corner, and the count's even at 2-2. Infield deep, and the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. Quick toss down to first base as they got away from the catcher. Andrews was running, but did not beat the throw, and he goes down via the strikeout, and there's one out. Jake Snyder bumped up to the two-hole. He's the designated hitter this afternoon. 282 average, a homer, 12 runs batted in for the left-handed hitting. Usually an outfielder for the Grizzlies. Open stance. Awaits the first pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Snyder with a bright red number 10 on his back. Shaking the bat. Now has it over his left shoulder and awaits the delivery. Brushes him back off the plate with an inside fastball. Count now one ball and a strike. Grizzlies manager Steve Solis coaching at first base. Cesar Galvez, their bench coach, coaching at third base. Fouled back into the seats. Solis and Galvez switched roles when the Grizzlies were mired in a six-game losing streak a couple of weeks back. When they snapped it, they decided to stay in those base coaching positions. The pitch high and inside causes Snyder to twist to his left to avoid it. And it's now a 2-2 count. Guante throws, slashed into the net just above the Stockton dugout. A couple of the ports scrambling after the baseball as it rolls down on the track. In the on-deck circle, Ryan Ritter, one of the hottest of all the Grizzlies hitters lately. Guante's pitch swung on and missed for strike three. So Snyder retired on the strikeout. And up comes Ryan Ritter. back in the lineup after a night off. Over his last 18 games, Ryan Ritter has recorded 5 home runs, 4 doubles, 19 runs batted in. And he puts this one in the air towards center field, angling to his left and hauling it in as Bolte. And that concludes the first inning. So the Grizzlies 3 up, 3 down. And we're through 1. No score from Chukchansey Park.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
To the second inning we go here at Chukchansey Park. No score yet on the board here as the Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports have each taken their first turns at the plate. T.J. Schofield, Sam, the Ports four-hitter. He'll be followed by Jose Mojica and Luis Marinez. Ball going around the infield, and T.J. Schofield, Sam, steps in for his first time at bat this afternoon. Grizzlies defense moving in the infield to play him to pole. Ritter moving, shading him toward second base. Now he moves back into more of a straightaway shortstop position. And the first pitch from Jackson Cox, missing outside for ball one. Sam, a left-handed hitter. It's his third season with the Ports. Young player from Canada. And the first pitch, the next pitch over the inside corner of the plate for strike one. Ball and a strike now. T.J. Schofield, Sam. Cox with a fastball swing and a miss. Now a ball and two strikes. Andrews coming in a little bit in left field. And the next delivery in the air to center field. Bugarin turns to his left, racing back toward the warning track. And he's not going to get to it. It's gone. T.J. Schofield, Sam, sends one out over the center field wall, 400 feet from home plate, just to the right of the batter's eye. And that gives the Ports a quick 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. So the Ports have really done damage these last couple of games with the long ball as Jose Mojica steps in and takes the first pitch from Jackson Cox for a strike. Cox kicks and deals. Next pitch in the dirt wide. And it's 1-1. Fans still trickling to their seats on this very bright, sunny 80-degree afternoon here in Fresno. Glad you have joined us here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. Pitch missing, it's 2-1, and here comes the next delivery, a fastball. And that missed probably a little bit low. And suddenly, it's a 3-1 count. Cox working fast. Next pitch, driven over the head of Mendez at second base and into right center field for a base hit. So the 3-1 fastball, driven for a base hit. And the first two hitters of the inning have managed to get wood on the ball productively. Schofield, Sam with a solo home run. Mojica aboard now with a single. And Luis Marinez steps in, 0-95 hitter, getting a start this afternoon. And the first pitch misses for ball one. Cox to the stretch. Kicks and deals. Pitch well outside. And is a 2-0 count. inching off first base, Jose Mojica, has about a 10-foot lead. Cox coming home, swing and a miss. And it's two balls and a strike. On deck, Jose Escorche, the shortstop this afternoon. Jackson Cox to the belt. And the pitch. Misses wide once again. And for the second time, he's gone to a 3-1 count this inning. Mojica the last time belted it for a single. Marinez awaits. Pitch slammed down the left field line, but foul. Past the Stockton bullpen. Kicks off the protective padding of the wall and out to shallow left field. E.J. Andrews Jr. has another fan as he flipped it to the fellow in the stands with a mitt. Now resumes his position in left field, and Cox goes to the stretch. Throws to first base. Runner back in easily ahead of that throw. 3-2 the count. Nobody out here. Top of the second inning. Stockton has taken a lead on the solo home run by T.J. Schofield Sam. Cox comes home. Well outside ball four. And now the Ports have a pair of runners on. And coming out to the mound, the Grizzlies pitching coach, Mark Brewer, he's clearly seen something that he wants to address. And the entire infield comes to the mound as well for the conference. Brewer gesturing with his hands, takes his cap off, puts it back on. That left hand still gesturing to the infielders. And home plate umpire Evan Anderson is making a slow walk to the mound to break this conference up. Mark Brewer turns and heads back toward the Grizzlies' dugout. Infielders trot back to their positions. Ordonez is back behind the plate. Now he steps out in front of the plate and taps head, shoulder, chest, giving defensive signals to his teammates before he moves back behind the plate, gets down into the crouch, and Jose Escorche, the shortstop, steps in. Bend at the knees, has that back foot, the right foot, right on the back of the batter's box. First pitch, a fastball, and it's low for a ball. Cox having difficulty with his control here. Two runners on the base hit by Mojica, he's at second. Marinez at first via the walk. The ball and no strikes, and the pitch. It's in the dirt once again, and it's two balls and no strikes. Perched on a chair, watching intently in the Grizzlies' dugout, Mark Brewer, the team's pitching coach. There's the next pitch from Cox. Breaking ball, catching the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and a strike, the count now. Still nobody out. Stockton with a run in on the solo home run by T.J. Schofield Sam to take the lead here in the top of the second inning. And Jackson Cox delivers. Fastball catches the outside corner for a strike, and that evens the count at 2-2. Cox eyeing the sign from his catcher, Ordonez. Now goes to the stretch. Looks the runner back to second and comes home. Line drive to right center field. Coming over for it, Martin. That's going to get down. Martin overran it. Rolls by him. He goes back to pick it up. One run comes in to score. And sliding in head first to second into second base is Escorche. And trotting in safely to third base, Marinez. As Mojica scores and gives Stockton a 2-0 lead. So the Ports now with runners at second and third, two runs in, and still nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Pedro Pineda, their right, getting the start in right field this afternoon, stands in, right-handed hitter, wagging the bat over his right shoulder. And here comes the first pitch from Jackson Cox. It's low and outside for ball one. So Scorsese with a shot to right center field and hustling over Martin, and ultimately it took an odd hop, and he overran the ball, had to reverse course, go back after it. Next pitch is high and away, breaking ball, missing. And it's two balls and no strikes. Cox struggling with his control, and when he is in the zone, Stockton has teed off. First, next pitch, brushing Pineda back off the plate, and it's two balls and a strike. Byron is at third, Escoche at second. Pitch. Missing. And down to first base goes Pineda. I must have been off by a pitch. I had it at 3-1, but they have sent him down to first base. And Stockton now has the bases loaded for the number 9 hitter in the order, Derek Salome. Has yet to get a hit this season in the short time he has been with the Ports. First pitch, fastball fired right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Youngsters splashing about in the pool behind the left center field wall, and the Stockton Ports trying to make a splash here in the top of the second inning. A swing and a miss as they've got the bases loaded and two runs in. 2-0 Ports. Corner infielders are in to try and prevent the run from coming in from third. Breaking ball misses wide. And the struggles continue for Jackson Cox. A ball and two strikes. The next pitch, fastball. It's low, and it's 2-2. Runners take their leads. There's one on every base. Messenger in at first. Swing and a miss. Cox has his first out of the inning on the strikeout. So we go back to the top of the order, and Colby Thomas, the Stockton left fielder, flied out to center field. His first time up. Cox still working from the stretch. Spanked to shortstop. Perez, it eats him up and bounds over his glove into left field. Andrews coming home with a throw. Can he get the runner? It's off the mark and cut off by Andy Perez. So the Ports score two on the base hit to left field. And it's now a 4-0 advantage. And Brennan Malone comes up. Malone drove one to deep left field in the first inning that E.J. Andrews Jr. made a sensational grab on. Runners at first and second, two in, one out. Stockton on top now, 4-0. Runners are going. The pitch, throw down to third is well late. And the Ports have two stolen bases on that particular play. So Pineda advances to third, Thomas to second. Pitch in the air to left field. Turning to his left, going back for it. Andrews, it's over his head, rolls to the wall, rattling around at the base of the wall. He comes up with it, one run in. The second run coming in. Grizzlies think better of trying to throw home, and they hold that runner at second base with a double. Brennan Malone has just driven in two with a shot to the left field wall. Six runs in now, and that is going to do it for Jackson Cox as Steve Solis slowly walks to the mound. Gabriel Barbosa. For Cox, a frustrating afternoon, struggling mightily with his control. So Gabriel Barbosa comes out of the bullpen a little earlier than it was probably expected. Correction. This is not Barbosa yet. They're bringing Brady Hill in to try to put out the fire here. So Brady Hill coming out of the pen. Big right-hander. So Hill last pitched on the back on Wednesday night. Came in and worked an inning, gave up two hits, a run, walked a batter, struck out a batter. Thus far on the season, this will be his 12th appearance of the season. He has a win and no losses to his record, 5.54 the earned run average. He's been in 13 innings, allowed 14 hits, surrendered 8 runs, all of them earned, 4 walks, and has struck out 9. So Brady Hill on in to replace Jackson Cox as the Grizzlies are down 6-0. Hill has a runner at second base, and standing in is Henry Bolte, who grounded out to second base his first time up. Mendez playing almost right up the middle, leaves a big hole to the right side. Now he hustles back, and the ball's hit right to him. Big hop, catches it really with his stomach, and is able to get a throw away and retires Henry Bolte, who was the 9th man to bat in the order. So 2 down in the inning, and the 10th man to come up in the second inning, T.J. Schofield Sam, the guy who got it all started with a solo home run, with his second turn at bat this inning. Fastball a little bit wide, and it's a ball of no strikes. Infield playing very deep on him and straight away. Brady Hill, next pitch also high and wide for ball 2. Malone at third now, 90 feet away from a potential 7th run for the Ports. Hill comes home, big swing and a miss. 2 balls and a strike the count now. Schofield Sam awaits, sends a screamer off the facing of the suite level down into the green chairbacks in the Kodiak Club of the second level on the first base side of Chukchansey Park. To the stretches Hill, the pitch swing and a miss, and down he goes. Grizzlies finally out of more danger here, but the Stockton Ports inflicted plenty of it. 6 runs they get in the inning. It's a 6-0 Stockton lead. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on StreamGuys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chansey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. So the Fresno Grizzlies have their work cut out for them, as the Stockton Ports put 6 runs up on the board in the top of the second inning. And the Grizzlies now send their 4, 5, and 6 hitters to the plate in the bottom of the second inning. Jesus Bugarin, and Bugarin awaits the first delivery from Wander Guante. And the pitch is high and away for ball one. Guante kicks, and his next pitch catching the heart of the plate, and it's a ball and a strike. Escorche at shortstop, Salome at second base, playing very deep, their heels close to the outfield grass. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Down now a ball and 2 strikes to Bugarin. Bugarin with a .266 average coming in today, 3 home runs, 20 runs batted in. Andy Perez in the on-deck circle. Pitch high, and that evens the count at 2-2. Very little wind now. Here comes the pitch. Chopped up the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. So Jesus Bugarin on board with the Grizzlies' first hit of the afternoon. Yeah, that will bring Andy Perez to the plate. Perez had one of his bigger games against Stockton back on May the 7th when he had a 3-hit game. First pitch to Andy Perez misses for ball one. In that game, he also had 4 runs batted in. The Grizzlies would love a lot more of that this afternoon. Duarte checks the runner at first, comes home with a fastball, and it's a called strike. Thursday night, Andy Perez hit his first professional home run. Knocked it over the short wall in right field. Line drive over the leaping second baseman into right field. It's a base hit. And the Grizzlies now with 2 runners aboard and nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. So the Grizzlies catcher, Jesus Ordonez, steps into the batter's box. Ordonez, a .258 average, has yet to put one out over the wall this season, but he has driven in 5 runs. Bugarin with his lead off second, Perez off first. The Ports are not holding the runner on at first base. They're playing but well behind him, and the first pitch is taken for a strike. Guante to the stretch, looks at Bugarin at second, now comes to the plate. Fouled back just below us. Takes a very high bounce. That is grabbed up by some eager fans who've got something to show their friends. Guante to the stretch. The pitch chopped up toward the first baseman. He struggled with it at first, managed to gather it in, and wins the foot race to the bag as both Perez and Bugarin are able to advance 90 feet to third and to second base. So Ordonez records the first out of the inning. And Robbie Martin Jr. coming up, the Grizzlies right fielder, hitting 7th this afternoon. Martin with a .260 average, 3 home runs, the left-hander in the box. Closed stance, holds the bat over that left shoulder at a 90-degree angle, awaits the pitch. Up and in on him as he has to lean slightly back to avoid that pitch, and it's ball one. Skyler Messenger on deck for the Grizzlies. Runners inching away. Pitch up and in once again for ball two. Grizzlies trail 6-0. Stockton scoring six times in the top of the second inning. But Fresno has Jesus Bugarin at third, Andy Perez at second. With only one out in the inning, a base hit here could score two. The next pitch taken for a strike. It's two balls and a strike. Messenger heads back over to the dugout. He wants to have a word with the Grizzlies hitting instructor. Now he returns to the on-deck circle, and here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And that evens the count at 2-2. Andy Perez inching away from second base. Bugarin has about a 12-foot lead off of third. Guante, swing and a miss. Foul tipped but into the catcher's glove. And Robbie Martin goes down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Skyler Messenger coming in, the Grizzlies' first baseman this afternoon. Played third yesterday and made one of the great plays that we have seen this season. Snagging a ball far to his left and doing a 360. Throwing on the move and getting the runner. He awaits the first pitch. Takes it for a strike. Grizzlies left a lot of runners stranded on base last night. Certainly one of the things that Steve Solis, the skipper, had to go home a little frustrated by, and they don't want a repeat of that this afternoon. They've got opportunity staring them in the face right here. Pitch slashed down the left field line, but about 3 feet foul. Messenger all over that fastball. Runners return to their bases, now resume their leads. Guante gets the sign he likes, goes to the stretch, looks at Bugarin at third, and comes home. Flare to right field is in, base hit, one run scores. Here comes Perez, and the Grizzlies are on the board. It's a 6-2 ball game. So Skyler Messenger drives home Bugarin and Andy Perez, and his two RBIs cut the gap to a four-run difference. It is now 6-2. And up comes Luis Mendez. First pitch way inside to Mendez as he has to twist to his left and jump back to avoid it. So the two-run opposite field single by Skyler Messenger brings in Bugarin and Andy Perez, and it's a 6-2 ball game. That pitch to Luis Mendez, high and away. Count out two balls and no strikes. E.J. Andrews Jr. on deck for the Grizzlies. Left-handed hitting Mendez. Pitch well outside for ball three. Luis Mendez hitting .229 at the start of play this afternoon. 12 runs batted in on the year. Messenger, good size lead off first, and bluffs taking off, does not pitch missing. Or no, it's a called strike. It's 3-1. Luis Mendez, our hitter. E.J. Andrews Jr. in the on-deck circle. Hopes for the chance to bat. Three balls and a strike to count to Mendez. The pitch fouled back into the seats. Bright sunny day here in Central California, 80 degrees at first pitch at 105. Technically 107 was when it was thrown. Wander Guante, two down in the inning. Grizzlies with two runs in. Count pitches high and away, ball four. They've got two runners on now for E.J. Andrews Jr. So Messenger draws the walk. Or correction, Mendez draws the walk. Messenger, courtesy of the walk, trots down to second base. And the Port's pitching coach is going to come out and have a conversation with Wander Guante out on the mound. Gabriel Ozuna making the slow walk to the mound. Two down for the Grizzlies. Two runners on. Two runs in. Our home plate umpire, Evan Anderson, heads out to the mound to break it up, but it broke out before he could get there. Now he runs back at the plate. Mojica follows him. And E.J. Andrews steps into the batter's box, twists the ball of his right foot to make sure he gets good grip. Looks out of the mound, clutches that bat over his right shoulder, slightly open stance, and the first pitch to him. Driven to deep left field. High. Will it? Could it? It is! Home run, E.J. Andrews Jr. It's now a 6-5 ball game. E.J. Andrews Jr. being congratulated by his teammates as he reaches the dugout. A three-run shot into the left field bleachers, and it's now just a one-run game. Jake Snyder, pitch thrown well inside to him, and hustling down to the Stockton bullpen, one of their coaches, and gesturing with his left arm to get somebody up on the mound warming up in a hurry. The six-run lead they had has been whittled away to one. The next pitch taken for a strike. It's a 1-1 count to Jake Snyder. So the two-run single by Skylar Messenger and the three-run home run by E.J. Andrews have erased the bulk of that big six-run lead, slapped to first base, shoveled to Guante covering, and that ends the second inning. But the Grizzlies come back after Stockton has scored six, and the Grizzlies score five of their own to cut the gap to one. It's 6-5. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Wow, what a second inning that was for the fans here at Chicchansey Park and those of you listening. Stockton scoring six times in the top of the second inning, but any despair or frustration Fresno Grizzlies fans may have held, well, it was quickly erased as their hitters came back, scored five times. The big blow, the three-run shot into the left field bleachers by E.J. Andrews Jr., and we're now looking at a whole new ball game. It is 6-5 as we go to the top of the third inning. And the catcher, Jose Mojica, will be followed by Luis Marinez and Jose Escorchet, as the Ports will face the second Grizzlies pitcher of the afternoon, Brady Hill. Hill's first pitch inside, causing Mojica to jump back out of the way, and it's ball one. Hill holds that ball up at his chest, then brings it up to head level down the third baseline. Great grab by Andy Perez, who spins, throws across the diamond, and gets him. Andy Perez, a terrific defensive play there to snare that ball that was screaming down the left field line, and Mojica is retired to start the third inning on the outstanding defensive play by Andy Perez. Now that's going to bring up Luis Marinez, reached via a walk and later scored an inning ago. First pitch misses for ball one. Hill's next pitch in the air to left field, going back shy of the warning track. And E.J. Andrews Jr. hauls it in. Well, that's what will really inject a lot of added enthusiasm and confidence into a team is if after a really big inning, they can get a shutdown half inning. The Grizzlies scoring five times to get back into this one, and two outs are quickly recorded by Brady Hill and a swing and a miss by Jose Escoche on the very first ball thrown to him by Hill. Hill's next pitch, swing and a miss once again, and it's no balls and two strikes. Hill wearing short elbow-length black sleeves under his white Grizzlies jersey as the olive-green camo cap on. Minor League Baseball's Memorial Day salute. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. So a 1-2-3 inning for Brady Hill. And we are now headed to the bottom of the third. It is a 6-5 game here at Chicchansey Park on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chicchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
For everyday meals and special occasions, the place to start is Save Mart. Save Mart is the hometown store bringing the best of the Central Valley to Fresno. They'll make you feel welcome and right at home with Valley Fresh produce, incredible local flavors, hundreds of organic options, and prices that respect your budget. That's Save Mart. Valley Fresh, Valley Made, Valley Proud. Well, a quick 1-2-3 inning for Brady Hill in the top of the third as the Grizzlies now will take their turns at bat in the bottom half of the inning. Ryan Ritter, Jesus Bugarin, and Andy Perez, the three scheduled hitters. Gabriel Barbosa up working in the Grizzlies' bullpen. And the first pitch, Ritter squared to bunt, but fouls it back to the screen. Wind picking up just a little bit. The flags rippling atop the large video board, high above the left center field wall. Wander Guante kicks and comes to the plate inside, and it's a ball and a strike to Ryan Ritter. Ritter hitting .277, 11 home runs thus far on the season, 32 runs batted in. Next pitch to him, swung on and dribbled off of his ankle out toward the mound. The Ports pounced on the ball quickly, but the home plate umpire quickly waved it foul. Ritter A-OK now steps back into the box, sets himself. A ball and two strikes the count. It's well outside, and that evens it at 2-2. Wander Guante handed a six-run lead by his teammates, and in the last inning, gave five of them back. The pitch to Ritter, he holds, and the pitch misses. And we've run the count full now at 3-2. Jesus Bugarin in the on-deck circle. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed, and down goes Ryan Ritter on strikes. First out of the inning, and up comes Jesus Bugarin, whose base hit got everything going in the last inning. Gabriel Barbosa continues to throw down in the Grizzlies' bullpen. He will very likely be coming on to pitch in the top of the fourth inning. Called strike on the first pitch to Bugarin, who spanked one to center field for a base hit his last time up. Guante, broken bat to towards second base, getting it on a high hop. Salome throws to first, and there's two down in the inning. The head of the bat sailed to the shortstop side of the pitcher's mound, and Guante going to pick it up and hand it to a bat boy who runs out onto the field to retrieve it. So Andy Perez now comes up. He, too, with a base hit and later came around to score during that big second inning. Perez slashed a single to right field in his first trip to the plate this afternoon. Guante up and in on him for ball one. 6-5 our score. Stockton scoring six in the top of the second. The Grizzlies coming back with five in the bottom. High, tight fastball for ball two to Andy Perez. Gabriel Barbosa still throwing down in the right field bullpen for the Grizzlies. No activity in the Stockton bullpen. Next pitch catching the outside corner. Breaking ball for strike one. It's 3-1. Smashed to the right of the second baseman and passed him into right field. And Andy Perez now 2-for-2. So Perez on base with two outs in the inning. And Jesus Ordonez, the Grizzlies catcher this afternoon, steps in, looks down to Cesar Galvez in the third base coaching box for the sign, and plants himself. Left leg up on his toe. Pitch well outside for ball one. Two down, Andy Perez on at first base with his second hit of the ball game. Grizzlies trailing by a run here in the bottom of the third inning, 6-5. Wander Guante, the Stockton starting pitcher, still in there. Throws over to first. Andy Perez dives back in, reaching with the right arm, and he's in ahead of the throw. Perez inching off of first base. The next pitch, a called strike on the outside. With a runner on, the middle infielders are playing quite deep. They would have a tough time getting to the bag for a force play, and the pitch hits Ordonez. Drills him in the back as he's doing a little bit of stretching. And the Grizzlies athletic trainer, Justin Wilson, comes out to check on him as he now kneels down on the grass halfway to first base. So Ordonez hit by that pitch. And that also sends Andy Perez down to second base, puts Perez in scoring position. Must have gotten him in the back of the right shoulder the way he is shaking his right arm and twisting his upper body a little bit. Now he's bent over stretching and is removing a protective sleeve. But all good. Justin Wilson heads back over to the Grizzlies' dugout, and Ordonez moves to first base. Steve Solis, with a left arm around his catcher, points to his teammate at second base, apprising him of the situation. Infield playing very, very deep. The shortstop very close to second base on the left field side of second base. Heels almost on the outfield grass, and the first pitch to Robbie Martin. And it misses low for ball one. So Ordonez at first, having been hit by the pitch. Andy Perez, who collected his second single of the ball game, is the runner on second base. They're not holding the runner at first. Swing and a miss by Martin. And it's now a ball and a strike. Base hit here would tie the ball game. Two down, bottom of the third inning, 6-5, Stockton. Guante goes to the stretch, checks the runner at second, now comes home. Swing, smashed right over the glove of the second baseman, who really olayed it, did not get his body in front of it. Ordonez trying to go to third, puts the brakes on. Now he's in a rundown. The second baseman running him toward third, pitcher with the ball running him back towards second base. The toss, he's tagged out, but all important, Andy Perez scored, and this ball game is tied. So the Grizzlies, on the base hit by Robbie Martin, tie the ball game. Run counts. Ordóñez caught in the rundown between second and third for the final out of the inning. So it is a tie game here at Chukchansey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, for the early introducing Bally Live, the only app the where minor league drivers, baseball fans can score.
Or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park. We head now to the top of the fourth inning. And a new pitcher on for the Fresno Grizzlies, Gabriel Barbosa. Fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. So the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Stockton batting order. Or correction, the 8, 9, and 1 hitters in the Stockton batting order. It'll be Pedro Pineda, who reached via a walk the first time. And Barbosa's first pitch is fouled back into the second deck of the seats. And a big round of applause goes up, which says that somebody made a nice grab up there. Next pitch, a called strike, and Barbosa's ahead, 0-2. Gabriel Barbosa, Grizzlies pitcher, a rarity in professional baseball, a native of Brazil, from Batos, Brazil. Last season, he was 5-0, pitching in the Arizona League. Fly ball to left field, coming on for it and making the grab. And I think we've had some defensive changes for the Grizzlies. I do not believe that is E.J. Andrews Jr. out in left field. So we're going to wait. Andrews now has moved from left to center. Bugarin comes out, and Parker Kelly has gone into the game. So Parker Kelly now in the lineup, replacing Bugarin in the four spot. One down for the Grizzlies. First pitch, a strike, and the next pitch gets the right arm of the umpire out, and it is strike two. Barbosa kicks and delivers well outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Derek Salome the Stockton second baseman, went down swinging in the second inning. Barbosa pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike three. Ed Salome goes down on strikes for the second time this afternoon. So two down, we go back up to the top of the order, and Colby Thomas, who has certainly hit the ball well both times, a fly ball out to deep center field to lead off the ball game, and then a single during that big six-run uprising in the second. Check swing. Called strike for Gabriel Barbosa. But Barbosa made six starts in the Arizona League last summer after coming in. Chopped foul, headed down toward the bullpen, but intercepted by one of the Stockton relief pitchers who is standing guard over the catcher in the bullpen. Barbosa did get into a game for the Grizzlies late last summer. He kicks and delivers. It's low and away for a ball. Sanchez now up and throwing in the Stockton bullpen. Vahey's on Sanchez. One ball, two strikes, two out in the inning. And Gabriel Barbosa's pitch hit right to him. He kicks it with his leg, throws to first as he limps and records the out. But he stuck his right foot out and managed to stop that line drive. And alertly got it and threw to first base to record the third out of the inning. So, 1-2-3, Stockton's retired. It's a 6-6 ball game going to the bottom of the fourth on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, to the bottom of the fourth inning we go, and it is a 6-6 tie here at Chick Chansey Park. It'll be the 8-9 and one hitters for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies' first baseman this afternoon, Skyler Messenger. Luis Mendez, their second baseman, and E.J. Andrews Jr., who's really had a big day thus far, the three scheduled hitters. So Messenger walking around behind the home plate umpire, stands into the batter's box, kicks himself a little bit of a groove to get some traction in as they await Cesar Galvez running from the Grizzlies dugout to get down in the third base coaching box and begin the inning. Messenger awaits the first delivery from Wander Guante, and it's a called strike. Messenger had that big single that drove in two runs in the second inning, the first two for the Grizzlies, and followed a little bit later by E.J. Andrews' three-run home run. Breaking ball in the dirt for a ball. Then it's a 1-1 count to Skyler Messenger. Messenger hitting 225 after that base hit. Next pitch to him. Checks his swing, and it's a called strike. Luis Mendez on deck. And here comes Guante's delivery. Check swing off of the pitcher's glove and heads toward the second baseman, who comes in, scoops it up, throws to first, and is able to retire Skyler Messenger. So Messenger retired. And that'll bring up Luis Mendez, left-handed hitter, swinging that bat back, black bat. Dan Guante with his first pitch inside, twists him off the plate, and it's ball one. Bort's playing him to pull. Salome well over between second and first. Next pitch catching the inside corner for a called strike. Escorche, the shortstop, about 10 feet to the left field side of second base. Schofield Sam well off the line, about 30 feet off the line. It's low for a ball, and it's two balls and a strike. Guante delivers. Smacked up the first base line, but foul. Rolls over the bullpen mound. Then trotting over to grab it and get it off the playing field is Pineda, who tosses it to some fans on that berm behind the right field wall. Luis Mendez steps back in and awaits the offering from Guante. Pitch inside as he has to jump back out of the way, and his momentum then carries him in the opposite direction across home plate. Now a two-ball, two-strike count. Mendez resets himself. Here comes the pitch. In the air, but sliced back into the seats, foul. The father trying to encourage his son to go after it. And when the son's a little tardy at starting, dad's going to show him how. His father runs down a few rows, sees the ball, and smashed up the middle. Base hit. Luis Mendez is aboard with the single. So with one out, Luis Mendez singles. Second time he has been on base in his two turns at the plate this afternoon. And up comes E.J. Andrews Jr. His hitting heroics, a big three-run home run into the left field bleachers in the second inning. Brought the Grizzlies back to within a run at 6-5, and they later scored another to tie the game. First pitch high, and it's ball one. Robbie Martin Jr.'s run-scoring single in the third, even this one up at 6 apiece. Andrews waits the pitch, checks his swing, and it's a called strike. We're even 1-1. Guante to the stretch. Mendez off first. Andrews wagging the bat. Holds back wisely, and it misses high and away for a ball. Two balls and a strike now. E.J. Andrews hitting 252 now. Seven home runs, 18 runs batted in. Guante looks at the runner at first, comes home. Chopped toward third base. A big high chop foul ball by just inches. Schofield Sam going far to his right to glove that one, but he was in foul territory, and the at-bat continues for E.J. Andrews Jr. He walks back up to home plate, handed his bat by the bat boy, looks to the dugout, may have been hearing some advice coming from the Grizzlies staff. E.J. Andrews Jr. now steps back into the batter's box. Protective guard on his ankle and left shin. Wiggles the bat over his right shoulder and the pitch. He holds back. It's outside. And we're looking at a full three-ball, two-strike count. Full count to E.J. Andrews Jr. One down. A runner aboard is Mendez. The pitch well outside. And E.J. Andrews Jr. as the walk. And out comes Gregorio Pettit, the manager of the Stockton Ports. And that is likely going to be all for Wander Guante. So a pitching change coming up. Lou Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at leproveneapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. So pitching change being made by the Stockton Ports. Yeah, he's on Sanchez now, coming out of their bullpen to replace the starter, Wander Guante. Grizzlies with runners at first and second and only one out in this inning as they have evened the score at 6-6 over the past couple of innings. Before the game this afternoon here at Chicchancy Park, one of the many things that took place in some of the pregame festivities was a moment of silence in memory of all those who have lost their life fighting for this country in various wars and conflicts. This Memorial Day weekend, we certainly, being involved in sports, think about those involved in sports who have served and fought and not come home. The great Bob Feller, the Hall of Fame pitcher, when he came home after spending World War II in the Navy in the Pacific, said, "Don't call me a hero. The heroes are the boys that did not come home." And one of those, one of the great athletes in sports history here in Fresno, fellow known as Major Martin, John Major Martin, an outstanding baseball and football player at both Roosevelt High School and Fresno City College. Jake Snyder steps in for the Grizzlies. Two runners on. We'll hold that thought on Major Martin. There goes the runner. Andrews headed for second and Mendez for third, and they are both in easily. So Mendez took off well before the pitch. Steals third. Andrews scampers into second of the Grizzlies now with two runners in scoring position and only one out for Jake Snyder. Snyder struck out swinging in the first, grounded out to the first baseman in the second inning. Sanchez to the stretch, comes home. Sliced foul into the screen back of home plate. So opportunities knocking for the Grizzlies. They've got Luis Mendez, who singled. He has now worked his way over to third, 90 feet away from being the go-ahead run. E.J. Andrews Jr. inches off of second base. Ports with the infield in. They want to keep that runner from coming home. Foul back into the second deck of seats. And it's now no balls and two strikes. Ryan Ritter on deck for the Grizzlies. Mendez with his lead off of third. Andrews off of second. And the pitch. Oh, leaping grab by Schofield Sam. He steps on third and gets Mendez for the out, and that ends the inning. So a rally thwarted by a terrific defensive play by T.J. Schofield Sam. And the Grizzlies leave runners on, runner on second base. It's still a 6-6 tie through four innings.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park, where we're in a 6-6 tie. Grizzlies in Stockton Ports. And on this Memorial Day weekend, as we think of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice and lost their life while serving their country. We were speaking earlier about Major Martin, John Major Martin, one of the truly great athletes in Valley history, an outstanding baseball and football player at both Roosevelt High and Fresno City College. And as a senior at Roosevelt in 1961, he was on that great championship team, Wade Blasingame, the outstanding pitcher, and Martin, the tremendous catcher and outfielder who hit for remarkable power. In fact, as Roosevelt beat Fresno High, it was done so on a Major Martin home run off of Dick Selma, a future Major League pitcher. Brennan Malone steps in to bat, leading off the fifth inning for the Stockton Ports. And the first pitch, a changeup, missing for a ball. Major Martin then went across town to Fresno City College and a key member of Len Bordet's 1962 and 1963 state championship teams for the Rams. Malone puts it in the air to left center field, heading back. Andrews to the warning track, leaps at the fence and makes a tremendous catch. His second of the game. Wow. Circle that one in your scorebook. A terrific grab by E.J. Andrews Jr., who's now in it. Center field has moved over from left field. But when he got to the warning track, he had to leap on the run and made the terrific catch for the first out of the inning. But as a football player, Major Martin was also in the 61 Shrine Game back then. That was the State of California High School All-Star Game. That's how good he was. He was the lineman of the year at Fresno City College. First pitch of Henry Bolte is a called strike. And when he chopped towards second base, Mendez has it, pumps, throws, gets him by a step. When he wrapped up his sophomore season playing for Landbordet at Fresno City College, Major Martin was signed by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Also had some time in the Dodgers minor league system. And then was drafted into the military. And as a first lieutenant in Company D, 2nd Battalion, 5th Infantry Brigade, 1st Air Cavalry Division, Major Martin was serving in Vietnam when he made the ultimate sacrifice and gave his life for his country. Major Martin killed in Vietnam just 2 weeks after his 24th birthday in 1968. So Major Martin, among many who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country, do we need to pause and reflect on and remember this Memorial Day weekend, whatever you may be doing. Three balls and no strikes, the count. And a called strike keeps T.J. Schofield Sam at the plate rather than on the bases. So Malone led it off with quite a drive to left center field. E.J. Andrews Jr. made a running grab, just a leaping catch, and it's a base hit liner to left field in front of Kelly. And T.J. Schofield Sam has his second hit of the ball game. So the single by Schofield Sam extends the inning. And Jose Mojica, the catcher, singled back in the second, steps in, right-handed hitter, to face Gabriel Barbosa, the third Grizzlies pitcher this afternoon. Rough one for Jackson Cox, the starting pitcher. Quick spin and throw to first base. And Messenger slapped the tag on, but the base umpire rules it was just a tick too late. Schofield Sam up. Stuffs a batting glove in his left back pocket. Inches off of first base. And the throw is a slider that catches the strike zone. Nothing and one, the count to Jose Mojica. Barbosa, once again a breaking ball, and this one's a called strike. No balls and two strikes to Mojica. Two down. Schofield Sam inching off of first base. Messenger holds him on. Barbosa to the stretch. Throw to first. Not in time. He spins very, very quickly over to first base. Good pickoff move. To the stretch. And comes to the plate. Chopped toward first base and rolls foul. Little dribbler. Mojica didn't get much of that one. And the count remains. No balls and two strikes. Parker, the Grizzlies, big yellow grizzly bear mascot, being followed by some young fans, high-fived by one. Shaking hands with others, posing for pictures back at the Grizzlies' dugout. Barbosa to the stretch. And the pitch. Check swing. It's in the dirt. And it's a ball. That makes the count 1-2. Luis Mirenes, the on-deck hitter. So Mojica back into the batter's box. Wiggling the bat up and down. Barbosa's pitch swung on and fouled at the plate. And Mojica able to stay alive in the at-bat. Gabriel Barbosa came on in the fourth inning to start the inning, got a 1-2-3 inning. Retired the first two hitters here in the fifth inning before T.J. Schofield Sam singled. And he is at first base right now. To the stretch goes Barbosa, and the pitch. Weak swing, hesitant swing, and he fouls it at the plate. More and more fans out in the Splash Park area above right field having fun in the water slide and other activities up there. Here comes the next pitch. Line drive well over the head of Ritter at shortstop into left field for a base hit. Ritter gave it a leap, but was about 3 feet still shy of being able to come down with that one. And Mojica has his second hit of the afternoon. And Stockton now has runners at first and second. And Luis Myron is the hitter. Myron has walked in the second inning and flat out to center field for the second out of the third inning. Luis Myron is hitting .094 thus far on the season. Does have some power, though. He's got a home run, 9 runs batted in. Gregorio Pettit, third base coach, the skipper for Stockton, coming down to shout some instructions. Swing and a miss on the first pitch thrown to Marinez. Two down, two on. It is a 6-6 ball game here, top of the fifth inning from Chicchansey Park. Barbosa to the stretch, comes home, swing and a miss. And the count now 0-2. Barbosa checks the runners. He's in the stretch. Comes home. It's well outside. Watching a lot of fans taking the fresh-made hamburgers to their seats. And, boy, I'll tell you, people are raving about him here at Chicchansey Park. The chef here doing quite a job cooking up one tasty hamburger. So when you come out, be sure to give it a try. Grizzlies will be on the road all next week and back the following week. Check swing. They asked for an appeal from the base umpire. Do not get it. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs and 2 runners aboard here. In the top of the fifth inning from Chicchansey Park, Fresno Stockton tied at 6 apiece. And Barbosa would like to keep it that way. Byron is the hitter. Awaits the offering. And it comes. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning. So Stockton strands a pair. But we are now going to the bottom of the fifth inning, and the score remains a 6-6 tie. On Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chicchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishings solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Well, the throw after the last warm-up toss goes down to second base. The Stockton infielders wing it around to one another. And to the bottom of the fifth inning we go here as Ryan Ritter will lead it off for the Fresno Grizzlies. Ritter back in the lineup after a night off last night. Thus far 0-for-2, flied out to center field to end the first inning and struck out swinging to open the third. Ritter has been one of the hottest Grizzlies hitters as of late. Certainly has to be considered a candidate for California League Player of the Month, which should be decided on and announced in 24 to 48 hours. He takes a called strike on the first offering from Sanchez. Sanchez works out of the stretch, looks at third base the way he stands on the mound, then goes into his motion and comes to the plate. Pitch fouled back into the second deck, just to the first base side of home plate. fan with a black glove making the grab and gets a hand round of applause from the fans seated around him. Ritter with a .275 average, 11 home runs, 32 runs batted in. The home run and RBI tallies lead the Grizzlies. Next offering, slammed down the left field line into the bullpen, foul. One of the Stockton players attempted to reach out with a left hand and barehanded and was unsuccessful. And the ball rolls all the way to the left field wall, to the chicken check sign. Tossed back in and given to a young fan who's pretty excited down there to have a souvenir baseball. 0-2 count to Ryan Ritter. Pitch to Ritter. Ooh, hits him. That hit him in the helmet? That hit him up high as he trots down to first base. Steve Solis, the Grizzlies skipper, going to talk to him, make sure he's okay, and he is touching him on the helmet. So Ritter seems to be A-OK. He's down at first base, being hit by a pitch. And that's going to bring up Kelly Parker, who has come in for Jesus Bugarin and is in left field now for the Grizzlies. First pitch to Parker, a called strike. Kelly Parker, Texas Tech product, signed last July as an undrafted free agent. And the first, next pitch, I should say, the second pitch to Parker, misses for a ball, and it's a ball and a strike. Parker hitting .260 with a home run, six runs batted in. Native of Wichita Falls, Texas. 24 years old. Quick throw to first, diving back in safely is Ryan Ritter. Sanchez with a very good pickoff move, particularly for a right-hander. Parker Kelly holds that black bat up, slicing it down the right field line. That's going to go into the right field bullpen and be foul. Count now a ball and two strikes. Kelly holds the bat with his left hand now, grips it with both hands, and awaits the pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball, and down he goes on strike. So the first out of the inning recorded via the strikeout. And Andy Perez, who's 2-for-2, comes up. At each time Andy Perez has gotten aboard with a single, he has ultimately come around and scored. The second one he scored tied this ball game at 6 as he came home on Robbie Martin's base hit. Sanchez steps off, the umpire on the bases, calling time. Now we're ready to go again. Sanchez to the stretch. Runner takes a secondary lead. Now has to hurry back as the catcher throws down to first base. Ritter got a big, big lead and then took a pretty aggressive secondary lead. Got quite a ways off that bag and far enough to where Mojica thought maybe a good throw might have a chance. But the throw was just a bit late. Ritter regains his lead. The left-handed hitter, Perez, wagging the bat, waits for the offering, and it's a ball. 1-1 the count to Andy Perez, one out in the inning. Again, we're tied at 6 here in the bottom of the fifth inning at Chukchansey Park. Wind's picked up, flags waving beyond the manual scoreboard in right field. And the next pitch well off the plate, and it's a ball and two strikes to Andy Perez. Jesus Ordonez, the Grizzlies catcher in the on-deck circle. Sanchez to the stretch. Comes home. Smashed up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Andy Perez 3-for-3. Heading to third base. And Ryan Ritter is in standing up. And the Grizzlies have runners at the corner with just one out. What an afternoon for Andy Perez, his third hit of the ball game. And Ryan Ritter able to go from first to third on that base hit. And the Grizzlies have the go-ahead run 90 feet away from home plate. as Jesus Ordonez comes up. Reached bases last time in very painful fashion as he took a pitch to the upper back. That was against Guante, his first time up now facing Sanchez. Pitch outside, squirts away from the catcher Mojica, but only about 9-10 feet. He's able to scramble and grab it before Ritter can act on any idea to try to dash home from third. So Ritter hangs on down there. Sanchez to the stretch. Perez leads off first, Ritter off third. And the pitch inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now. The count to Jesus Ordonez. Robbie Martin Jr., the on-deck hitter. Crowd buzzing here at Chukchansey Park as the Grizzlies have a terrific opportunity. Breaking ball a bit low in the dirt. That is now a three ball and no strike count. Ordonez likely receiving the take sign. And here comes the pitch. Indeed he is, and it's a called strike. Three balls and a strike to count. Andy Perez inching off of first base. Ryan Ritter off of third. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And we're full now at three balls and two strikes. Robbie Martin awaiting anxiously in the on-deck circle for his chance. 6-5 our score. Quick pickoff attempt at first base, unsuccessful. Runners with their leads. There goes the runner off of first, slam down the left field line, but into the netting foul. Should have said slammed in the direction of the left of home plate, actually, but it was into the netting and well foul. So the count remains 3-2 on Jesus Ordonez, getting the start back at the plate tonight, this afternoon for the Grizzlies. Sanchez to the stretch, and the pitch. Runner goes off first. This time slammed down the left field line, inches fair. That's going to score one, maybe two. Perez around third. Perez comes home standing up, and the Grizzlies have an 8-6 lead. Jesus Ordonez with a big two-run double for the Grizzlies. So Jesus Ordonez gives the Grizzlies the lead with a two-run double down the left field line that scores both Ryan Ritter and Andy Perez. And that is going to do it, it looks like, for Sanchez. Or will it? No signal has been given just yet. And actually, this is the pitching coach, Gabriel Ozuna, rather than the manager. But they have had someone up warming up in the Stockton pen. Discussion breaks up now. So Jesus Ordonez with a two-run double. Ordonez now wears the hero's cape for the Grizzlies. He gets his lead off of second base. Robbie Martin steps in, left-handed batting Grizzlies right fielder. And Sanchez with the first pitch. It's taken over the outside corner for a strike. Quite an afternoon for the Grizzlies. Things look very bleak after Stockton scored six times in the second inning, but the Grizzlies came back to score five in the bottom of the inning, added another in the third, and then here in the last of the fifth inning have scored two more to take a lead at 8-6. They would love nothing more than to head up to San Jose on a high note. Big, big series awaits with the first place San Jose Giants beginning tomorrow at Excite Park in San Jose. Pitch high and away for a ball to Robbie Martin. It's two balls and a strike. Skylar Messenger awaits. His two-run single got the Grizzlies scoring going back in the last of the second inning. Sanchez to the stretch, looks at the runner at second, Ordonez. Now comes to the plate. Check swing, ball's outside, and it's ball three. 3-1 count now. Martin with a .264 average, 3 home runs, 18 runs batted in. The left-handed hitter, looping the bat, now holds it over that left shoulder, awaiting the delivery, and here it comes. High drive to deep right field. Back to the warning track. It's gone. Home run, Robbie Martin Jr. Robbie Martin Jr. trotting down the line from third base to the plate. High fives Ordonez and Messinger. He's greeted by Luis Mendez Jr. near the on-deck circle. Teammates at the top step of the dugout shaking hands with him and high-fiving him. Back slaps, helmet slaps. Two-run home run by Robbie Martin Jr. And the Grizzlies now lead it 10-6. Skylar Messinger, who got the scoring going back in the second inning, stands in. The right-handed hitter takes the first pitch for a strike. That ball was hit so high to right field that you wouldn't fault somebody if they brought out an umbrella waiting for rain. Pitch a called strike, and the count now 1-1. No serious activity in the Stockton bullpen. Sanchez with the pitch in the dirt low for a ball. So the ball and two strikes to Skylar Messinger. Grizzlies have scored four here in the bottom of the fifth inning to grab a 10-6 lead. All this after they were down by six runs in the second inning. Slider misses wide for a ball, and it's now 2-2. Messinger awaits, and the pitch comes home. Chopped down the third baseline, foul. Grabbed by T.J. Schofield Sam, who fires it back to his pitcher. Then Skylar Messinger walks back toward home plate from first base. Luis Mendez awaits in the on-deck circle. Still just one down in the inning. It began with Ryan Ritter being hit by a pitch. Parker Kelly, who's come on for Jesus Bugarin, struck out. Andy Perez singled up the middle, his third hit of the ball game. And Jesus Ordonez doubled Ritter and Perez home to break the 6-6 tie. Ordonez wasn't on second base for long. Robbie Martin Jr. with a high, long home run to right field. And the Grizzlies now in control, 10-6. Sanchez with a pitch fouled into the backstop. Count 2-2. One out. Luis Mendez had a big base hit his last time up. He waits his turn in the on-deck circle. Messinger. Curveball swung on and missed for strike three. So that's the second out of the inning as Messinger goes down on strikes. And Luis Mendez, the left-handed hitting Grizzlies second baseman, comes up. First pitch to Mendez, catching the outer part of the plate for a strike. Stockton with a relief pitcher up, getting warm. That is Charlie Cerny, who we saw back on Thursday night, right-hander. Next pitch fouled to the backstop. Count now 0-2. Two down, four runs in for the Grizzlies, who hold a 10-6 lead. Sanchez holds the glove up over his face, gets the sign he likes, goes to the stretch, comes home. It's low and in the dirt on a curveball. Bounces away from Mojica. Might have gotten a bit of the catcher, the home plate umpire. Evan Anderson walks out to the mound and hands a new baseball to Sanchez. Generally what an umpire will do if a catcher's been dinged, just to give him a little added time to recover. And everything seems A-OK. Mojica down in the crouch, and Anderson back behind the plate. Sanchez to the stretch, and here comes the pitch. Now this time it's not off Mojica, it's off Mendez. Mendez slapping a foul ball off of his leg, going down on his keister at the plate. Mendez up. Gets himself set back in the batter's box and awaits the next delivery. And here it comes. Pitch low once again, bounds away from Mojica, the catcher. And the count 2-2. So the Grizzlies with four runs in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two down and a two-ball, two-strike count on Luis Mendez. Sanchez kicks and delivers, swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. But not before the Grizzlies score four times to break the six-all tie. We're now headed to the sixth inning. Fresno on top, 10-6 from Chancy Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. The top of the sixth inning we go here on a bright, sunny Sunday afternoon in Fresno, California. With the Fresno Grizzlies brightening things even more, scoring four times in the bottom of the fifth inning to grab a 10-6 lead over the Stockton Ports. For the Ports, it will be the 7-8-9 hitters, Jose Escorche, followed by Pedro Pineda and Derek Salome. Gabriel Barbosa, the third Grizzlies pitcher on the mound. Rough one for Jackson Cox in the start today, as he came out in the second inning. Brady Hill shut down the Ports very effectively and then gave way to Barbosa. Pitch slapped toward shortstop. Ritter gets it on a good chest-high hop, throws to first, and retires Escorche for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Pedro Pineda. Pineda walked in the second inning, lined out to left field in the fourth inning. Pineda, they're playing right field today for the Ports, swinging at the first pitch and chops it foul into the Stockton dugout. As we mentioned, the Grizzlies will hit the road after this one. In fact, normally Monday, that foul ball into the backstop netting. Normally Mondays are a day off for every team in the California League. But with tomorrow being a holiday and fans off work and keen for baseball, next pitch fouled back into the backstop as well. It's no balls and two strikes. California League teams will play tomorrow and then make Tuesday the day off for everyone this week. So shortly after this game concludes, the Grizzlies are going to be on their team bus and headed up Highway 99 for San Jose. Pitch low in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-2. So the Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants in big series because the Grizzlies will go in there in second place. Breaking ball misses. It's now 2-2. Grizzlies will go in there in second place and the chance to eat up a lot of that five-game gap that stands between them and the first-place San Jose Giants, who are 27-17 coming into today's action. They're playing Modesto in San Jose. Caleb Franzen will get the start on the mound tomorrow for the Grizzlies. Next pitch, a curveball, and that is strike three. That absolutely froze Pineda at the plate as he took it all the way and had to listen to the home plate umpire ring him up for strike three. That'll bring up Derek Salome, the second baseman. He's been a victim of strikeouts each of his two trips to the plate this afternoon. And Salome has not been with the club very long and still looking for his first hit. Fly ball to left field. And Kelly under it for out number three. So 1-2-3 inning for Gabriel Barbosa. We're now headed to the bottom of the sixth inning. 10-6 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and the Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts website to learn how you can book your next stay. Great prices, new amenities, they're all waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Well, pitching change made by the Stockton Ports. Charlie Cherney, who had been warming up in their bullpen, now comes out and is the third Stockton pitcher of the afternoon. And the first guy he's going to face is a guy who's having quite a tremendous afternoon in his own right, and that's E.J. Andrews Jr., now in center field for the Grizzlies. Slammed a big three-run home run in the second inning, then has made two tremendous catches out in the outfield. Cherney works from the stretch, and his first delivery is low for a ball. E.J. Andrews Jr. now up 252 in terms of the batting average tally. Next pitch missing, and it's two balls and no strikes. Infielders playing very deep. Next pitch called strike, and it's 2-1. Jake Snyder in the on-deck circle for the Grizzlies. Cherney goes to the belt, kicks, and comes home. In the air to shallow right field, going back on it. Salome reaches up and hauls it in for the out. Though Salome sprinting back into shallow right field, able to get up, catch up with that ball that E.J. Andrews Jr. hit, and retires the Grizzlies center fielder for the first out of the last half of the sixth inning. Stepping into the batter's box, Jake Snyder, left-handed hitter. He's the DH today for the Grizzlies, the designated hitter. Pitch a strike. Snyder struck out in the first inning, grounded out to first base in the second inning, and hit a ball that T.J. Schofield, Sam at third, made a leaping grab of and stepped on second to complete a double play, ending the fourth inning. Snyder swings and misses on that last one. Journey goes to the stretch. Comes home, chopped toward shortstop. Ranging to his right, coming up with it on a hop and throwing to first base as Scorche retires Snyder for the second out of the inning. Grizzlies on top 10-6 after falling behind 6-0 in the second inning. They have fought their way back impressively. And up comes Ryan Ritter. Ritter hit by a pitch his last time up, last inning. Ultimately came around and scored on the double by Ordonez. First pitch missing the strike zone for ball one. Ritter's next pitch, catching the plate, and the count's even at 1-1. Outfield playing medium deep on Ryan Ritter. Breaking ball, and that was a pretty high. Then the last time at bat when Ritter was hit by a pitch, he was hit in the helmet. So now where the Grizzlies want to see Stockton pitchers throwing the ball, even though that was in fact a breaking pitch, and generally you kind of curb your anger when the opponent is throwing a breaking ball and it misses badly. But still, you want to be sure that there's not some sort of a book to go up and in like that on your best power hitter. Next pitch to Ritter. Smashed to second base. Gloved by Salome, who throws and retires Ritter for the third out of the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the sixth inning, and we head now to the seventh. Grizzlies on top 10-6. You're listening to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. They completely redesigned the Save Mart app with everything you need to help plan your shopping and save more money on your family's groceries. There are tons of downloadable coupons and exclusive offers. And it's easy to track your Save Mart rewards. Download today and start saving every time you shop with the new Save Mart app. To the top of the seventh we go here at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno. It'll be the 1-2-3 hitters in the Stockton batting order. Colby Thomas, Brennan Malone, Henry Bolte. Against Gabriel Barbosa, who has been very impressive. Ball in the air to left center field. Going back to the warning track, Andrews reaches up and hauls it in for the first out of the inning. So one pitch, one out for Gabriel Barbosa as Thomas sent that one for a ride. Sun was glaring off the sunglasses worn by E.J. Andrews Jr. as he tracked that ball and hauled it in on the warning track in front of the sun-made raisin sign. And Brennan Malone comes up. And he hits the first pitch he sees to deep left field, and he's watching that one, and he's hit a solo home run into the left field bleachers. caroms out back onto the playing field. But Malone stood there at the plate and watched it before walking to first base and now jogging around the bases. He comes down the third baseline and steps on home plate, shakes hands with his teammate Henry Bolte. So the solo home run makes it a three-run gap, 10-7, Grizzlies up. And Henry Bolte steps in, and the first pitch to the young outfielder is a curveball for a strike. Barbosa's next pitch swung and missed, strike two. Bolte has grounded out to Mendez at second base all three times that he has been up today. 0 for 3 thus far. Looks as though the Grizzlies are going to get some activity going in their bullpen. Catcher in gear, jogging down in that direction. Barbosa's next pitch. Bolte checks his swing. And it's a ball and two strikes. Bolte, Oakland's second-round pick in the draft last July, had signed a letter of intent to go to the University of Texas. He's out of Palo Alto High School. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and he goes down on strikes. So the strikeout puts a two in the out column on the scoreboard, and that's going to bring up T.J. Schofield-Sam, who whacked a big home run in the second inning, struck out in the third, and singled in the fifth inning. Or correction, struck out in the second. He was the 10th man to bat in the second inning. First pitch to him, misses for a ball. Schofield-Sam hitting 271, couple of home runs, 18 RBIs. Next pitch from Barbosa, the breaking ball, and it's a called strike. Two down in the inning as Stockton has managed to pick up a run to make it a 10-7 ball game. Barbosa's next pitch, sliced down the left field line, but it's hooking well back into the stands. A ball and two strikes to T.J. Schofield-Sam, the young Canadian prospect, member of the Canadian national team. The left-handed hitter. Barbosa now up on the mound, pitch clock at 8. See, kicks and delivers. Well off the plate. Evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we've got a relief pitcher doing some soft toss in front of the mound, usually a prelude to getting up on their mound and really getting it cranked up. This may well be Barbosa's last inning, but he has pitched impressively. Sliced back down the line and into the seats. Foul ball again, and the count remains at 2-2. 10-7 Grizzlies, two outs here, top of the seventh inning. Fans getting ready for stretch time here at Chickchansey Park. Barbosa's pitch smashed into right field, and that could be trouble. Hustling over for it, Martin. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Martin comes up throwing, but T.J. Schofield-Sam chugs into second base with a stand-up double. So the Stockton Ports showing that they're not about to roll over and let the Grizzlies walk away with this one, as they get one run back on the home run that made it 10-7. And now T.J. Schofield-Sam doubles, and he is standing at second base and in scoring position should Jose Mojica manage to get a base hit. 10-7 Grizzlies. Gabriel Barbosa, first pitch, a called strike. Grizzlies fell behind 6-0 in the top of the second. They scored 5 of their own in the bottom of the second. 1 in the third, 4 in the fifth. Stockton has just added 1 to their total in the top of the seventh to make it 10-7. Breaking ball, called strike 2. 0-2 the count on Jose Mojica. Mojica with a pair of singles, his first coming in the second inning during that big inning. His second one coming in the fifth inning. In between that, he grounded out to Andy Perez at third base. Barbosa looks at the runner at second and comes home. It's The breaking ball low in the dirt. Gets away from Ordonez, but he keeps it in front of him and prevents the runner from moving up 90 feet. Errant pitch in the bullpen, whistles all the way down past home plate. Ball boy hustling out from the Stockton dugout, grabs it, trots back into the third base dugout. Mojica sets himself in the batter's box. Barbosa looks in for the sign, gets it, goes to the stretch, checks the runner at second base and comes home. Chopped foul once again, this toward the on-deck circle left of the home plate area. Count remains, a ball and two strikes. Barbosa goes to the stretch, kicks, and comes home. Once again, low and in the dirt. And we are being told it is a pitch clock violation. And that adds a ball to the count, so it's two balls and two strikes. Home plate umpire signaling to the press box of the violation. 2-2 count, two outs here. Top of the seventh inning. Swing and a miss, and down goes Mojica for the third out of the inning. So the Grizzlies escape any further trouble. Stockton scores one, makes it 10-7. It's stretch time here at Chukchansey Park. For the Fresno Grizzlies are on top by a 10-7 score. You're listening to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yellow Dog Signs & Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics brings your best ideas to life. Well, stretch time around Chukchansey Park. We now go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and it'll be Parker Kelly who has gone in for Jesus Bugarin in the fourth spot of the batting order. He struck out his first time up, and the first pitch from Charlie Cherney. Misses, or correction, it's a called strike. Cherney, a guy who works from the stretch, swung it and missed by Kelly, and it's strike two. And that got Mojica clutching his left wrist. Trainer and manager are going to come out and check with him as the home plate umpire walks out to the mound to hand the ball to Cherney. Give Mojica a little bit of time. Down in the Grizzlies bullpen, Tyler Hoffman continues to warm up. Very likely will be the Grizzlies pitcher come the eighth inning. Trainer and manager satisfied that their catcher Mojica is A-OK, and they head back to the dugout. Mojica down in the crouch, and Parker Kelly back in the batter's box awaiting the next delivery from Cherney. And the pitch taken for a ball, and the count now 1-2. Kelly, 257 hitter, a homer, 6 runs batted in. Shortstop and second base playing deep in the air. First baseman sprinting over toward the Grizzlies' dugout before he realizes the ball will sail back into the seats. Number of fans scrambling for that one, and a young boy looks like he grabbed it with his glove. One ball, 2 strikes. The next pitch fouled back over the backstop into the second deck. Karam's off a seat. Add another souvenir. Be gleefully taken home tonight. And one more heads back into the second deck over in the direction of the Kodiak Club. One ball and 2 strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the last of the seventh inning, Parker Kelly. Grizzlies on top 10-7 after trailing 6-0 in the second inning. Sliced into the backstop. Another foul ball. Grizzlies heading to San Jose after this one. Big 6-game series with the first place San Jose Giants. Team the Grizzlies opened the season with up at Excite Ballpark. Pitch outside, and the count even 2-2. Andy Perez, who's 3-for-3 this afternoon, swinging a weighted bat in the on-deck circle. And the next delivery, check swing. They ask the first base umpire, and he says yes. Parker Kelly did go around, so Kelly heads back to the dugout, the victim of a strikeout. Andy Perez comes up with his left foot, brushing some dirt aside, getting the batter's box to his liking. Grinds his right shoe into the dirt, and now ready for the first offering. And here it comes. He shows a bunt, bunts it a little bit too hard, goes right back to churning on the mound, tosses to first, and Perez is retired for the second out here in the bottom of the second inning. With Schofield Sam playing deep, Perez had a pretty good idea there, but wasn't executed successfully as it went back to the pitcher a little bit too hard. And Cherney was able to retire him. Here's Jesus Ordonez, had the big 2-run double last time up that broke the tie, put the Grizzlies on top. Has to take some of the sting out of being hit by a pitch back in the third inning. First pitch of ball. Here's the next offering. Catches the outside corner for a strike. So the count 1-1 to Jesus Ordonez. Hoffman still on the mound down in the right field bullpen for the Grizzlies. Pitch low, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Hoffman not throwing with the frequency he was earlier, which would indicate that he's ready to go, and following the final out of the bottom of the seventh, will likely come on as the Grizzlies' next pitcher. Cherney's pitch swung on and missed. Very high inside fastball. And coaches will tell you that when you wonder why a hitter swings at a high pitch that clearly looks like it's out of the strike zone, a lot of that is just the eyes playing tricks on you. That those eyes see the baseball is bigger than it is, and that causes the brain to make you want to swing. And a lot of hitters, it takes a lot of discipline to hold back. A lot of work to create that discipline to hold back on high pitches. Spits outside, and that runs the count full to 3-2. Charlie Cherney, glove on his left hip, ball on his right hip, goes to the stretch, comes home quickly, hits off the plate for ball 4. So for the third time this afternoon, Jesus Ordonez will be on base. One on a hit by pitch, one on a double, and now on a walk. And with 2 down, the Grizzlies with a base runner and Robbie Martin Jr., Fresno's right fielder, coming up. He had a big 2-run single in the third inning and a 2-run home run in the fifth inning. First pitch misses for a ball. And certainly, with the way Martin's been hitting the ball today, you would assume Cherney is going to work to him very carefully. Ordonez with a lead off first. Next pitch low for ball two. Skyler Messenger in the on-deck circle. He'd love nothing more to add to his RBI total. He drove in a couple back in the second inning. Martin Jr. waiting. Cherney's pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike to Robbie Martin Jr. 269 hitter. Four home runs, 20 runs batted in now in the 45 games that the Grizzlies have played. And the next offering. Up the middle, it's going to be a base hit into right center field. Making the turn, Ordonez. He's going to head, and the ball's muffed in the outfield by Bolte. Martin had a thought, but retreated back to first base. So base hit for Robbie Martin. And on the single, Jesus Ordonez heads to third base. And up comes Skyler Messenger. Grizzlies with yet another potential run, 90 feet away at third base in the form of Jesus Ordonez. So Martin with a three-hit game this afternoon. Andy Perez, a three-hit game as well. And Skyler Messenger at the two-run single back in the second inning. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. Grounded out to second base in the fourth inning, struck out swinging in the fifth. Activity now in both bullpens. Pedro Santos warming up in the Stockton pen. Hoffman on the mound, not really throwing a whole lot down in the Grizzlies' pen. He's probably good and ready to go. Next pitch misses, and the count even, one ball and one strike. What wind we had earlier is, for the most part, gone. Ooh, quick throw to first base, and Martin was leaning towards second, but was able to reverse course and get back just ahead of the throw. Martin off first, Ordonez off third. Two down in the inning. The throw, high. And it's a two-ball, one-strike count to Skyler Messenger. Cherney to the stretch. Inside, right at the hands, misses. And it's now three balls and a strike. So Cherney, potentially a pitch away from loading up the bases here in the last of the seventh inning. His pitch fouled over the backstop into the second deck of the stands. Good crowd this afternoon, 3,090 turned out on this Memorial Day weekend Sunday. Cherney to the stretch and comes home. There goes Martin off first. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning. So the Grizzlies leave two stranded, but we're headed to the eighth inning. Fresno on top, 10-7 on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chukchansey Gold has live entertainment inside Fireside Lounge every Saturday evening. Must be 21. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. Pitching change for the Fresno Grizzlies. Now on Tyler Hoffman. He is the fourth pitcher of the afternoon for Fresno. And he is going to face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the Ports batting order. Luis Marinez has a walk, flied out to center field, and struck out in his three trips to the plate thus far this afternoon. Grizzlies up 10-7. Hoffman's first pitch, a fastball, registers 95, but also has a ball a little bit high. Next pitch, Marinez holds back, and that misses the strike zone as well, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count. Hoffman kicks and comes home. That pitch high as well, 96 miles an hour, but still not in the strike zone, and it's 3-0. Rio pitch is a called strike. Looks like there's going to be some activity in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Hoffman works from the stretch, even with no runners on base, and his pitch misses wide for ball four. So Hoffman comes in out of the bullpen and promptly walks the leadoff hitter. And Jose Escorche, the shortstop, will come to the plate. He singled in the second inning, struck out in the third, and grounded out to shortstop in the sixth inning. And Zach Agnos is the guy getting up in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Hoffman works from the stretch. Runner with about a 6-foot lead off of first base. They're holding him on, and the first pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. No balls and a strike. Jose Escoche, the port shortstop. Next pitch wide of the mark, and we're even at a ball and a strike. Gorge taking a couple of practice swings with a black bat. Now rests it over his right shoulder and awaits the delivery from Tyler Hoffman. And here it comes. It's high. And the count now 2 balls and a strike. Hoffman goes to the stretch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. And we're even at 2-2. Hoffman chosen last July in the 17th round of the draft out of Tulane University in New Orleans. Sinking liner to center field, lands in front of E.J. Andrews Jr. And quickly, Stockton has a couple of runners on. Marinez moves to second base, and Steve Solis is not happy with what he's seeing, and he's coming out of the dugout. This is not just your, and he is making a pitching change. No. He has tossed the ball back. Well, there's something that's happened. Some words were exchanged with the umpire. Interesting. Solis came to the mound, took the ball away from Hoffman. Hoffman started walking off the mound And then there was an exchange between Solis and the umpire. And he tossed the ball back to Hoffman, who went back on the mound. Now, is this a case where I'm not up to speed on a rule change where Hoffman has to face a certain number of hitters? I'm not sure. But that's what it sure looked like to me. Agnos actually was out on the field coming in from the bullpen when suddenly, correct, he has to face Stephen Rice over in the other area of the press box, sending the message that, yes, Hoffman has to face three batters before the pitching change can be made. So he is now behind on Pineda at two balls and no strikes. My apologies for neglecting that. Hoffman to the stretch. And the pitch to Pineda. Check swing. He did go around. And it's two balls and a strike. But it's very clear after giving up a walk and a single to the first two hitters he faced that the skipper was not happy with the work of Hoffman and wanted to get him out of there. And apparently, like me, was in error that his relief pitcher had to face three batters. Three balls and a strike now to count. Messenger playing in at first base. Hoffman kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss, and now it's a full count at 3-2. Stockton with runners at first and second. Merritt is off second. Escorcia off first. Nobody out in the inning. Grizzlies on top 10-7. Pineda represents the tying run at the plate. Hoffman comes home. Swing and a miss, and down he goes on strikes. And now Solis comes out of the dugout, motions that he wants Agnos, and Zach Agnos is going to be coming in from the bullpen. So pitching change here at Chukchansey Park, and we'll tell you more about the new Grizzlies pitcher when we come back here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Well, on the mound for the Fresno Grizzlies, their fifth pitcher of the afternoon, this is Zach Agnos, who has really been one of their most effective pitchers out of the bullpen. Agnos, 6'2", 10", 22-year-old from Weston, Virginia, gets his fastball up to the plate between 93 and 95 miles an hour. Good changeup, and throws both a slider and a curve. He was a 10th-round draft pick last July out of East Carolina University. What's interesting is earlier he had played shortstop, and in 2021, pitching in the Cape Cod League, asked if he could pitch. Scouts saw this guy throw a 93 to 95, and they were impressed, and so he has stuck with the mound, and now is playing professionally as a pitcher, and his first pitch is well off the mark to Derek Salome, the Stockton second baseman. Next pitch, slammed into left field for a base hit. Parker Kelly on that ball very, very quickly, fires it in, and manages to keep the runners from advancing more than one base. So the base hit by Salome, and now suddenly the Grizzlies have the bases loaded. Stockton with runners at all three spots. Marin has at third, as Scorsese at second, and Salone with the base hit now on first base. And Colby Thomas, a guy with some power, represents the go-ahead run. Agnos, first pitch is well off the plate, a breaking ball for a ball. Agnos' grandfather pitched in the 1960s in the Minnesota Twins organization. He has a brother, Jake, who's been in the Yankees organization. Slapped a shortstop. Oh, it hit the edge of the grass and scooted right by Ritter into left field. And in comes two runs, and suddenly it is a 10-9 ball game. That ball was bounding toward Ritter with all the look of a very easy play, and it hit the lip of the grass right at the edge of the infield dirt and just shot across the top of the dirt into left field for a base hit. So Thomas brings in two, and it's now a 10-9 game. Two runners on, still nobody out in the inning, or one out in the inning. In the air to left field and deep. Going back, Kelly to the edge of the warning track. Hauls it in, and there's two down. That ball gave a lot of folks a little bit of a scare off the bat. But Parker Kelly able to haul it in for the second out. 10-9 our score, top of the eighth inning. Stockton has scored twice, and here's Henry Bolting. 0-4 thus far in the game. Agnos' first pitch, a breaking ball, misses inside for ball one. Bolte, three times, has grounded out to second base. He struck out swinging in the seventh. Runners with their leads, pitch outside. Ordonez quickly up with it, bluffs the runners back to their bases. Salome at second, Thomas off first, Agnos delivers, swing and a miss. Count two balls and a strike. The radar reading says 94 on that fastball. Agnos goes to the stretch, looks at the runner at second, and comes home. Quick throw down to second base, the pitch was a ball. Mendez didn't have a play at all, grabs the throw, flips it right back to Agnos on the mound. Ordonez simply letting Salome know that the Grizzlies are very much aware he can run, and they don't want him to. Runners taking their leads, pitch off the plate, and it's ball three. We've gone to a full count now. Runners will be off with the pitch. There they go. Agnos comes home. It's outside. Is it a strike? Oh, and the Bolte is furious. Can't believe that was called a strike, but it is, and the inning is over. And the home plate umpire cautioning the Stockton skipper to stop his arguing. So the inning is over. Grizzlies get a big, big break. It's 10-9, though, going to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Chuck Chancey Park. Dallas Wolfart on the mound now for the Stockton Ports here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and we are told that home plate umpire Evan Anderson has ejected Gregorio Pettit, the Stockton manager. Those two going at it, still at home plate. It has just wrapped up. Pettit walking back into the dugout. So to the bottom of the eighth inning now, Luis Mendez to lead it off for the Grizzlies. It'll be Mendez, Andrews Jr., and Jake Snyder to face Dallas Wolfart, the fourth Stockton pitcher of the afternoon, and the first pitch misses for ball one. Next pitch driven into right center field. That gets down for a base hit. It's Luis Mendez on board with his second hit of the afternoon. So the last half inning, the Stockton Ports put a bit of a scare in the 3,000 fans here in Chuck Chancey Park. And now Gregorio Pettit is coming out of that dugout, and I mean, he's still beefing with the home plate umpire and gesturing, but he is walking past and walking very, very slowly. He has to go all the way down to the right field corner to get to the entrance to the visiting clubhouse, and he's asking the Grizzlies. He's pointing in that direction. Steve Solis walking over. And I think he's pointing to the tunnel and allowing him to go through the tunnel at the far end of the Grizzlies dugout to get to the Stockton clubhouse. So play held up while the Stockton manager leaves the playing field, having been ejected for arguing that third strike call on Henry Bolte that ended the top of the eighth inning. And E.J. Andrews Jr. coming up. Had the big three-run home run back in the second inning and a couple of defensive gems out on the outfield this afternoon. And the first pitch to him is way wide and outside for ball one. E.J.'s batting average now at .250, 7 homers, 18 RBIs. Mendez inching off of first base. Wolfert coming home. Slow changeup is high. And it's 2 balls and no strikes to E.J. Andrews Jr. 10-9 our score. Stockton has fought back. Fastball taken for a strike. 2 balls and a strike. Stockton in this one scored 6 in the second inning, but Fresno came back with 5 in their half of the second inning. 1 in the third, 4 in the fifth. And the next pitch high in the air to the third base side of the plate. Schofield Sam coming down the line, calls for it, and makes the catch. So Andrews retired for the first out. And Jake Snyder coming up. Rough afternoon for Jake, 0 for 4 thus far. Strikeout, fly out, couple of ground outs. Love to break from that with a base hit here. It helped the Grizzlies try to add a little bit of cushion to their lead in the air to left center field. Bolte over Thomas to his left, and Thomas hauls that one in for out number 2. Ryan Ritter has been on base once, but not by a method he would recommend to anyone. He was hit in the helmet by a pitch, but was on base and came around and scored on the big double by Jesus Ordonez. Ritter watches a breaking ball catch the outer part of the plate for strike one. 10-9 our score. Fan trying to lead some cheers back of the Grizzlies' dugout. And the pitch is chopped foul at the plate, caught Ritter. perhaps on the leg. And the umpire is going to give him a moment to collect himself before they start the pitch clock. Ritter takes a deep breath. Right at the edge of the batter's box now, adjusts his helmet, steps in the batter's box, and the pitch clock counts down. First pitch is low and away for a ball. Count a ball and two strikes. Mendez inching off of first base, has about an 8-10-foot lead, secondary lead, and pauses as the pitch is delivered, and it's outside for ball two. 2-2 the count to Ryan Ritter. Two outs. Grizzlies would like to add to their lead. It's 10-9 Fresno here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Wolfert uncorks a fastball that misses. And the count now full at 3-2. Parker Kelly, the on-deck hitter, came on in relief of Jesus Bugarin. And the next pitch swung on and missed. And down goes Ritter, and down go the Grizzlies. So we're through eight, going to the ninth inning. Grizzlies on top, 10-9. This is Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and SPY 2023.
To the ninth inning we go here at Chick Chansey Park. Grizzlies with a 10-9 lead in what has been one wild high-scoring afternoon of baseball here in the California League. Grizzlies wrapping up the homestand and the six-game series with the Stockton Ports with this game. They will now hit the road, and they're going to do it soon after the final out's recorded in this game. They get a big one tomorrow with San Jose, a 1 o'clock game, and you can hear it right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. Stephen Rice will be on the call from Excite Stadium in San Jose. They'll have Tuesday off, resume the series on Wednesday, and then they're back home on June 6th to begin a series with the Lake Elsinore Storm. So be sure to check FresnoGrizzlies.com for more on the fun things that'll be happening here at Chick Chansey Park. And right now, the focus is on the top of the ninth inning, and T.J. Schofield Sam will lead it off. He's had three big hits this afternoon, and he takes a called strike. Had a big home run in the second inning. A single in the fifth inning and doubled in the seventh inning. Zach Agnew still on in relief for the Grizzlies and missing to put the count at a ball and a strike. On deck, Jose Mojica. Agnew high in the air to right field, going back on it is Martin near the warning track. He's got a bead on it right at the edge of the warning track and makes the grab for the first out of the ninth inning. So the Grizzlies two outs from putting a W in the win column. As T.J. Schofield Sam's retired on a very loud out to deep right field. Jose Mojica coming up. He's had a couple of hits, a single in the second, a single again in the fifth inning. Struck out his last time up in the seventh, and the first pitch, kind of a lazy swing. Four strike one. Agnew's taking something off of that pitch. Here comes the next offering, and it's in the air to center field. Andrews coming in, and he's under it and hauls it in for the second out of the ball game in there in the ninth inning. So two down here in the ninth inning, and Luis Smirnez, the first baseman this afternoon, comes up. He has walked twice, flied out to center field in the third, and struck out swinging in the fifth. Two down, Top of the ninth inning, Grizzlies up 10-9. And the pitch on the inner part of the plate for a called strike. Agnos working out of the stretch, popped up, back of first base, Messinger waving his arms, calling his teammates off. Now all of a sudden Mendez calls him off, and he makes the grab to win the ball game. A win for the Grizzlies. The Fresno Grizzlies come back from 6 runs down in the second inning and pull off a 10-9 victory here as the players all spill onto the field and line up near the pitcher's mound to congratulate one another on a big win to wrap up this 6-game series with the Stockton Ports. We'll be back and recap the action today and tell you more about what's on tap when Grizzlies baseball continues here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Chuck Chancy Park, where the Fresno Grizzlies have notched a very important win as they wrap up this 6-game series with Stockton. A rough series for them, but with that big W, they'll go to San Jose in a very good frame of mind. Final tally in this one, 9 runs, 12 hits, and no errors for the Stockton Ports. 10 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for the Fresno Grizzlies. Grizzlies really in a bad place after the top of the second inning as they gave up 6 runs. A rough start for their young starting pitcher, Jackson Cox. The Grizzlies came back and tallied 5 runs in the bottom of the second inning to turn this one into a tight ball game. Once again, they tied it up an inning later. But the big blow in that second inning, undoubtedly, the 3-run home run by E.J. Andrews Jr. That followed a 2-RBI single by Skylar Messinger. And quite an afternoon for E.J. Andrews Jr., the big home run and a couple of tremendous catches out in the outfield. He began the game in left field and then moved over to center field when Parker Kelly came on to replace Jesus Bugarin. As the game progressed, boy, I'll tell you, one of the guys to really take a look at is Andy Perez when you're looking at some of the better efforts today. Andy Perez had 3 hits in the ball game, and each time he managed to come around ultimately to score. So an impressive afternoon for Andy Perez at the plate. Robbie Martin had a 2-run home run in that 5th inning when the Grizzlies erupted for 4 runs and took a 10-6 lead. Things got a little hairy late in the 7th inning. Stockton scored to cut it to 10-7, and then they rallied in the 8th inning to close it to a 1-run game. But that's how it ended, 10-9. Grizzlies victorious, and with a win there above 500 at 23-22 as they will hit the road for San Jose. Very impressive out of the bullpen, Gabriel Barbosa. He gets the win, but did a terrific job coming on. Brady Hill really shut things down after the struggles of Jackson Cox. Hill did a nice job initially as a stopper, stopping the uprising by the Stockton Ports. And then Barbosa did a nice job during his stint out on the mound. Agnos closes it out to seal the 10-9 victory. So hard to pick a player of the game. E.J. Andrews Jr., spectacular in the field, along with a big 3-run home run. Andy Perez, 3 hits. Robbie Martin, a 2-RBI single, a 2-run home run. So all along, and then on the mound, certainly the terrific work of Brady Hill and Barbosa. So let's call it a terrific team effort as the Grizzlies conclude this series with the big 10-9 victory. And we'll fill you in on what's coming up momentarily when Grizzlies baseball continues here on Stream Guys, Bally Live, and FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
So the Fresno Grizzlies, winners 10-9 here in the conclusion of this six-game series with the Stockton Ports and this homestand here at Chukchansey Park. Not long from now, they will board their buses and they will head north to San Jose. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Grizzlies will meet up with the San Jose Giants, the Northern Division leaders, in a big series for them. Grizzlies 5 games back coming in today behind San Jose in the standings, and have 6 up there with the Giants at Excite Stadium. They'll play tomorrow. Usually Monday is the day off for everybody in the California League, but being a holiday and a lot of people with a day off tomorrow, anxious to watch some baseball, they're going to up and down the California League. They're going to play games tomorrow. They'll take Tuesday off this week. So the Grizzlies with a 1 o'clock game tomorrow, and you can hear that right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. Stephen Rice with the call from Excite Stadium in San Jose. Grizzlies will be back here at Chukchansey Park on June the 6th, opening up a 6-game series with the Lake Elsinore Storm. So be sure to check out the Grizzlies website at FresnoGrizzlies.com, see what fun activities and special events are on tap for that homestand. Jonathan Bravo, Mr. Wizard himself, the Grizzlies' Director of Marketing and Communications, always has some fun things on tap. So be sure to check that out and get your tickets on the Grizzlies' website, FresnoGrizzlies.com, or come down here to the Grizzlies' Chukchansey Park box office on game day and get your tickets then. Winning pitcher for the Grizzlies, Barbosa, his second win of the season, 2-3 now, his overall win-loss record. Hoffman gets a hold. And Agnos, his 8th save thus far on the season. And looking at the Grizzlies, a 3-for-4 afternoon for Andy Perez, a 3-hit game for Martin, and a 2-for-3 game for Mendez. And, of course, the big 3-run home run for E.J. Andrews, Jr. Fun afternoon for the Grizzlies. Always fun when you win it. 10-9 the final. We want to give thanks to our engineer, the folks with Virch. For Stephen Rice, I'm Dan Taylor. Rounding third and heading for home.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.